Hello to all listeners. Shalom Aleichem and peace upon you all. Again, it gives me a great pleasure just to pass the message to you all. Today is we are very, very close to Rosh Hashanah, which means we are still digging and digging in to find out what happened during the year and to collect all this of our actions. On one hand, we'll put the good ones, on the other hand, the bad ones. I would like today just to point out one item that appears in both parshiyos. One is in Parshas Shoftim, the other one in Parshas Ki Tetzeh, which we are in between. In Parshas Shoftim, mentioning, Lo titah lecha asherah kol etz, etzel mizbeach elokecha asher taseh lach. It says in Sefer Dvarim Deuteronomy, Tet Zayin Chaf Aleph 16:21. You shall not plant for yourself an idolatrous tree, and tree, any tree, near the altar of Hashem, your God, Hashem, that you shall make for yourself. I would like to refer to a tree, to pinpoint what is the tree stands in our lives, whether it's important or not, to that extent that the parasha of the Torah says, no, you shall not plant deliberately a tree. Even any tree, it says, near the place, the holy place of Hashem. And another one in the same parsha, Parsha Shoftim, Vashe yavori ehu bayar lachtov etzim, venitcha yado bagarzel lichrot haetz, venashal habarzel min haetz, matzayet rehu vamet. Who will come with his fellow into the forest to your trees, and his hand swings the axe to cut the tree, and the iron slips from the wood and finds his fellow, and he dies. Wow. Another one. One has to go and to use the tree, or cut the trees. Again, mentioning a tree. But here is, again, on a negative point. For the sake of cutting the tree, eventually, someone was killed, died. But the parsha carries on at the chapter 20, 19:20, the two verses. Ketatzur el ir yamim rabim lilachem alea letosa lo tashchit etzetza lindoach alav garzen ki mimenu tochel veoto lo tichrot ki adam Etz ha-sadeu. Lavo mipanecha b'matzor. Rak etz, asher teda, ki lo etz ma'achalu, oto tashchit, v'charata v'anit ha-matzor, al ha'ir asher yaseh imcha milchama v'rideta. When you besiege a city for many days to wage war against it to seize it. Do not, again, do not destroy its trees. No. By swinging an axe against them from it you will eat. Remember the choshen, importance of the trees. Remember that these tree or trees are very important for you for the sake of your lives, to keep you alive, for the mezoinot, in order for you to find food. And you shall not cut it down, is the tree of the field. Amen. The man is the tree of the field, that it should enter the seed before you. Only the tree you know 100% is not a food tree. Dry and has no, you know, value for you, then you're alive. Otherwise, not. On the other hand, in the Parshat Ki Tetzeh, V'chiyeh ba'ish chet mishpat mavet v'umad v'talita oto al ha'etz. If a man shall have committed a sin whose judgment is death, he shall be put to death, and you shall hang him on a gallows. His body shall not remain for the night on the gallows. Wow, look at this. Again, using the tree for the negative one, in case that the judges come with the decree that this man is a real sinner and the punishment is death, will hang him on a tree, but not has to show him to leave him for a long time. Before darkness, he will have to be put down. Not only for you, not only for them, but for the sake of the tree itself. For the sake of the tree. Even the tree needs a rest. It cannot be suffering overnight. It has to be taken out and off the tree because of the sake of the tree. It's. There is another posuk in the Parshat Ki Tetzeh. Look at this, this is a good one. Ki ikare de ikare ken tzipor lefanecha v'chol etz o al ha'aretz efrochim o bitzim. If a bird's nest happens to be before you on the road or any tree, definitely. The mitzvah is no. Let the bird and its babies or eggs stay there with the mama, with the mothers. They cannot definitely climb up on the tree and get the babies out. The mitzvah is the man yarichun yamech. Look at this. What we do? We watch the mother bird from far, waiting for the mother to fly out and to go away. Not to give the mother pains. Then we will be able to climb up and to get the babies. Again, this is a place. The place is mentioned in the Torah. Bechol etz, on all tree, that the nest of birds lying on a tree, on a branch. This is the best place. Gakash, isn't it fantastic? Lovely. Not other places. Not in a stone or brick, but the whole etz. What is the chashivus of etz? As we said, in that pasuk, Dvarim 20, pasuk 19, Ki adam etz hasadeh. We are compared, we are human beings, are totally compared to the trees. How we, the same as a tree? There is a question. We're thinking. Let us go quickly to the book of Bereshit, Genesis, very beginning. The time of creation. Ribono shel Olam created Adam. Adam is short from Adama, from earth. Hashem brought him from earth, gave him soul, spirit, and life. Because Hashem says, if this world without followers, what is this earth for? I have to have followers. Those are the human beings. Okay. But Adam was given the Garden of Eden. Garden of Eden. And gave him all the opportunity to live by himself and to enjoy life by talking so many languages to all creatures, living creatures, and seeing the plants, trees, and greenery. Adam knew only good, so good. But coming to the evening, he felt himself so lonely. Everyone had one. Even the creature, the other creatures, animals, flies, the mate, had a mate. But he not. He asked for Hashem. He gave him a woman and called it Chava, M. Kol Chai. And Adam was so happy that he says in Bereshit chapter 2, verse 23, Vayomer Adam zot apam etzem matzamai, uvasa mipsari lezot ikare isha, ki miish lukach azot. And the man said, this time it is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This shall be called woman, for man was she taken from. Look there, listeners. I'm taking this word, etzem, bone. Take him from Adam. And I take the other word, etz, Here in Etzem, we have the two letters of Etz, Ayin and Tzadik. But if we want to complete the word Etzem, we will add the Mem to Etz, and we will say Me'etz. Wow, look at this. Which means that this is what exactly what says Ki Adam Etz Asadehu. That the Etz, actually this is a part of us, a part of our bones. Etzem, Me'etz or Etzem are compared. Isn't it beautiful? Fantastic. And this is what, you know, so important about it. As we bring the Sefer Torah back to Aron Kodesh, we're thrilled with the beautiful words. Etz Chaim hi lamachazikim ba vetomchei ha-meushar. It is a tree of life for those who grasp it, and its supporters are praiseworthy. The tree of life. Again, we are using the word tree of life. Of life referring to us. Which when we are compared to a tree, that's the same a tree. We have to look and sustain and give to the tree water and to look for the beauty of it. Then we see how the beautiful tree coming to life and remain in life. Therefore, we have to remember that Hashem says to Adam and Eve, they should remember everything is fine what they are given. Everything is fine. But they should not touch, as it says in the Torah, what Hashem says to them. V'yatzmach Hashem Elokim min adama kol etz nechmad lemar'eh. V'tov lemachal. V'etz ha'chayim betoch ha'gan, v'etz ha'dat tovara. And Hashem caused to sprout from the ground every tree that was pleasing to the sight and good for food. Lemachal. Again, the tree, we have to remember, that gives us some breathing to food. We cannot survive without food. Perhaps some say, if I have water, it will be enough. Also, the tree of life in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and bad. Hashem says to them, to Adam and Eve, remember well that I am giving you both trees, but you shouldn't touch. Don't eat from them. No, you don't eat. Remember, Etz HaChaim, okay, but for Etz HaDaat, the tree of knowledge, it says Tov V'ra. The question is, why? Why Tov V'ra? We know that before Eve ate from the tree of knowledge and gave it to Adam, both of them acquired the meaning of Tov, of good, good, only good. But Hashem says, if you are going to touch the tree of knowledge, Etz HaDaat, will come also the Ra. As they touch the fruit of the tree of knowledge, all of a sudden, they acquire the Ra, the bad, as well. Which means within them started the fight between good inclination to bad. As a matter of fact, the bad was on top, and the good had to fight hard to get out the bad, the Ra, from them. And this is what happened. Ever since they ate from this tree, we believe, some in Midrashim say, that what they ate, it was an apple, tapuach. I don't know, you know, the source, but this is the Midrash. It was an apple. Therefore, up to nowadays, we Jews, Rosh Hashanah, every new year, you start our meal, we put honey on apple. This is coming from them, from the Garden of Eden. Gan Eden. Wow. Poor apple. Still, be confident. We say to the apple, no worries. We put honey on you and we eat with the sweetness of our tongue. Wow. This is what we think. It's very, very, you know, moving things that we have to learn from history. It's not our fault. This is what happened. Again, about Etz, about tree. It happened in the past that some people approached me, not necessarily Jewish, and asked me, tell me, who created this world? Who? Who created? Your God or nature? As far as we are concerned, we see everything is nature. Teva. I came out with the answer. And I said to them, look at the tree. Let's go outside and see the tree. If you see the tree, from both sides is symmetrical, equal, this side and that side, with the same branches, the same leaves. Look at it. Look at the edge. If this is symmetrical, just the same as, engineer, work out, for constructing a building or a car, whatever. If this is not symmetrical, it's not nature. If it is symmetrical, it's nature. I take off my hat for you. I said to them, they are looking and putting their head down. Remember, you are right. We couldn't find a tree is symmetrical. I said to them, now, believe it, that God, Hashem, in heaven, is the creator of the tree. And just the same as Hashem created the tree, he also created man. And we look like the tree. As we say, in Pirkei Avos, chapter 4, 2, the Tana ben Azai, Oimer, Ave ratemitza kala kemachamura, voreach min aveiro, shemitzvah goreret mitzvah. If someone is running towards an easy, it's a mitzvah. Just the same as a heavy one and a strict one. But tries to run away from avera, from sin. This is what he means by saying mitzvah goreret mitzvah. One mitzvah leads to another mitzvah. But he says, the avera goreret avera, and a sin leads to another sin. Between from here we see, if someone started with the mitzvah, even kala, easy one, he may carry on to the, with this line, with this way. He will walk on the same road. The road, he calls that mitzvah road. He will carry on with mitzvahs. On the other hand, if the one starts with avera, something bad, in his mind it will be to carry on with this avera. He won't stop with the averas. And this is what we have to think, right? But, as I said before, depends on the person himself. As the Rabbi Nachman of Breslov said, what he said in Tehillim 95, Hayomim b'kolot tishmau. The klal gadol b'avodat Hashem. So le'asim le'neged einav ki imoto ayom. Ayom b'kolot tishmau. If this is today, listen to him today. Where there will be an over parnasa and whatever he needs. But there is a possibility, however, that there is another day. Shelo yachshov rak oto hayom. He shouldn't postpone what he should do. He shouldn't postpone. He shouldn't. However, he will know that this is there is another day to do it. And he'll say to himself, tomorrow I'll daven well, bechavana, with all intention, for my success in life. You shouldn't give up. This is what is very, very important of thinking. More about tree. As it says, and I mentioned, right? As I mentioned in the Parsha Shoftim, because man is a tree of the field. People may think there is another alternative. Translations of the phrase under consideration. And then some render it as a question. Is a tree of the field like a man? It's really like a man? We have to think. But the literal meaning of the phrase is declarative. Man is like a tree of the field. How? You ask yourself, how? Let us count the ways. As it says in Tehillim, the very beginning, A3. Vaya ketchatul al palgemaim, ashepiyo iten beito, valeu loibole holashe yase yasliyah. For starters, King David himself, in the very first chapter of Psalms, as I was reading to you, compares the righteous person to a tree. Look at this. He is like a tree planted beside streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, whose foliage never fades, and whatever he does prospers. Of all the metaphors, what we are thinking available to the psalmist to paint the picture of the good man, the tree is the one he finds most fitting. Isn't it beautiful? Fantastic. The rabbi also used the metaphor this of trees, the word of tree, to capture the essence of one aspect of humanity. The same as Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in Perkei Avot 3:22 would say, "Kol shechokhmato merubah mimasav lemahu domeh." He was wisdom exceeding his deeds. To what can be? And he will be compared to a tree whose branches are many, but whose roots are few. This is what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said. So that any wind can come and uproot it and turn it over on its face. But he whose deeds exceed his wisdom, to what can he be compared? To a tree whose branches are few, but whose roots are many. So that even if all the winds of the world beset him, they cannot move him from his place. Between his deeds, it's quite a lot. He's using his wisdom for the sake of deeds. Then the roots will be so strong and wide to be able to hold the whole tree. But only if this, talking about wisdom, without using it and teaching the others, is just the same as roots, thin, and branches are a lot. And the whole tree is falling when a wind comes over. The righteous person is like a tree beside the stream. The ethical man of action who puts his wisdom into practice has deep roots which give him confidence and security. There are so many other ways in which we resemble the trees. The tree regenerates and the wind carries its seeds to the great distance. So too, mankind is perpetuated over the generations. We compare to us, to human beings. And sometimes our descendants take root in corners of the earth that are far removed from us. When we try to close our eyes and we look at the tree, two different images compare our mind's attention. One is the tree standing alone in the field with long and drooping overhanging branches, providing shade for those who sit under it. Alone, abode'd. And this is exactly what we think of Avraham Avinu when he welcomed his visitors, putting them under the tree, the shadow of the tree from the heat. So too, we can imagine human beings in our own life and the history of humanity who stood apart and were misunderstood, yet provided physical or spiritual shelter to so many others. The other image we have is the one tree, not alone, but together with many others, constituting an impenetrable and mysterious forest. And so, too, human beings band together into social groups which contain their own idiosyncrasies, which seem impenetrable to outsiders. Trees left to their own devices grow wildly. Proper cultivation can direct their growth positively and productively. So too, humans benefit from proper bending, discipline, and training. And then there is the sad but ultimate connection between the tree and the human being. Trees wither and trees die. They are subject to the forces of nature, fire, wind, deterioration, and decay. Yes, we know of trees that have endured for centuries, but even those lengthy life spans eventually come to an end. But there is a happier connection between people and trees. That is through the Torah, which is itself compared to a tree, the tree of life, as I said before, Etz Chaim Hi. Wow. He did, man is like the tree of the field. Yes, we believe it. Withered or able to thrive, depending on one's own life circumstances. Depends. And we are owed to the trees a lot. One shouldn't forget there are two important blessings, brachot, This is special. Praise and gratitude for the trees. We say like this, Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam shekacha lo ba'olamo. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who has such in his universe. Look at that. We thank Hashem of having us living with the trees, who has such in his universe. Another bracha. And we said once a year, don't forget, at the time of spring, especially when comes Pesach, we go out, look at the flourishing flowers come out from the tree. Beautiful color. Wow. And we say, blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, for nothing is lacking in his universe. And he created in it good creatures and good trees to cause mankind pleasure with them. We say quite easily and clearly. And created it good creatures and good trees, good, to cause us all, a pleasure with them. Isn't it fantastic what we do for the sake of trees? This is something that unbelievable. Let us remember always about this, that we owe to the trees for such good life. We always, whenever we take the fields, products or produce, we're holding it and we say, thank you, tree, thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam, for giving us this nature, the tree. Always will be Etz Chaim He. But we shouldn't forget Ramachazikim Ba, Medorshe Amusha. The one that holds it, he will be happy. Now I would like also to add, beside Etz, tree, to go into Teshuvah. What is Teshuvah? Especially now, this month, we have a few more weeks to go for Teshuvah. As far as you know me, I'm going into Gematria. Etz, the first letter is Ayin, and Teshuvah is Taf. You put the two letters together, Ayin and Taf, comes to the Hebrew word Et. What is Et? Zman, time. Yes, it is time now. Time now and forever. That we will appreciate whatever we have. We won't wait just for a few weeks or 10 days or 20 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to clap on our heart, you know, Slach lanu, mechal lanu, forgive us, forgive us. No. We have to think perhaps on something different. Yes. What we have to try is also doesn't have to be as hard as it might seem for us to accomplish. Rambam, Maimonides comes and continues in Ilchot Talmud Torah 3:6 by applying another line from Pirkei Avos to the study of Torah. As it says, it is not your responsibility to complete the matter, but neither are you free to neglect it. Torah study does not have to be overwhelming. It is not a matter of have and to say to ourselves, I have the skill so I can learn. Every person can say so. I have the skills so I can learn. Or somebody else can say, I don't have the skills so I can't, I cannot do it. There is always a way. We shouldn't give up for our willing for reaching higher to higher levels and achievements in life. Especially, we cannot go away from our roots. Learning Torah and believing in our Father in heaven. Just the same as to see us walking without shoes, without socks, to our working place? Do we do it? I don't think so. I don't think that we can do it and we will be, willing to do it. No. We always remember to put the socks on, shoes, pants, suits, whatever. Heads to look nice. This is the same. We have to adorn ourselves with beautiful mask, our own self one. And this is exactly what it says, right, in the Torah. Remember, you see what Moshe Rabbeinu in the Sefer Dvorim, Deuteronomy 29, verses 11 to 14. Ki ha-mitzvah azot, asher anochim etzavcha hayom, lo niflet hi mimcha velo rochokai. Lo bashamayim le'emor, mi'aleh lanu hashamayma. Wow. For the commandments that I command you today, it is not hidden from you, and it is not distant. Whether it will be commandment in plural or in singular form. Let's say in singular form, pinpoint to one. Is not distant. It is not in heaven for you to say, who can ascend to the heaven for us and take it for us so that we can listen to it and perform it. Nor is it across the sea for you to say, who can cross to the other side of the sea for us and take it for us so that we can listen to it and perform it. Rather, the matter is very near to you, in your mouth and in your heart, to perform it. Isn't it beautiful? Yours, your mouth, your heart. It is everything in you. Moshe Rabbeinu reissues the Jewish people, the Israelites, the mitzvah. This means a commandment. I'm commanding you today. It is not too wondrous for you, and it is not far. It is not in heaven, as I said. Powerful words. But what do they mean? What Moshe Rabbeinu said to Israelites. Which mitzvah? He mentioned commandment mitzvah. He's talking about. Particularly at this time of year now, we might hear a lot about the Ramban Nachmanides suggestion that Moshe Rabbeinu is referring to teshuva. This mitzvah you cannot find everywhere, nowhere, but in our mouths and hearts. Obviously, according to the Ramban, is it referring to tshuva? Telling us repentance is not as hard as we might think. But as with virtually every Torah question, there are other explanations too. And the Nazis, the great Nazis, come points it out. Others believe this passage is about deep Torah study. And the Nazir comes and says it might seem to be beyond us, with ideas too high above our heads to grasp, or requiring resources too difficult to consult. But it's actually right there. He said, not too far, right there, in our very own mouths and hearts. We have the capacity, even if we think we don't, because Hashem gave it to us. We just have to find ways to engage our rusty muscles and take what is rightfully ours. Wow. Isn't it fantastic? Wow. There's another thing that I can pinpoint quickly. It was a great Rav from Avraham Yitzchak Cohen Cook, the very first Chief Rabbi of Eretz Yisrael. He mentioned about tshuva. Fantastic idea. Was a genius. Of course, was careful to emphasize that the act of tshuva is not a call we undertake only during the high holidays. Listen carefully. But it is a continuous endeavor. Strikingly, the Rav Kook suggests that tshuva is especially propitious while Shabbat is entering. Be'erev Shabbat Kodesh tzrichim la'asot ve'la'asot b'tshuva. According to the Rav Kook, he says that to do tshuva be'erev, on the eve of Shabbos, for the sake of the past week. On the eve of Shabbos, one should engage tshuva for all that transpired during the previous week, according to his Sefer Ora Tshuva, 1433. For Rav Kook, Erev Shabbat is an opportune time for tshuva because it's time that we begin to cleanse ourselves of the various distractions which interfere with enabling ourselves to align with our inner selves and linking to our true aspirations and dreams. The arrival of Shabbat weakens us to our higher selves and our truest yearnings. As Rav Kook says, when a person forgets the nature of his essential soul, when he distracts himself from looking at the core of his inner life, then everybody becomes confused. Shabbat gives us a new perspective on our week. Again, in his Sefer Ora Tshuva. This insight from Rav Kook is reminiscent of a wonderful Hasidic story which relates the unique practice every Friday afternoon. Referring to the Hasidic Rebbe, Rabbi Elimelech of Lizhansk, as the sun would begin to set, the Rebbe would enter the kitchen and ask each member, the kitchen staff, for forgiveness. And if he had not been sufficiently sensitive to them over the past week, the Rebbe would then go and gather his family members, his wife, children, and do it with tears in his eyes. He would ask them for forgiveness. With this deed, the Rebbe would bring back a wholeness that was lost during this week. As we stand before the start of a new year, it is incumbent upon us to aspire a path of tshuva that brings healing and renewed strength, the type of tshuva lovingly taught by the Rav Kook to say every week we have to do it, which bring us into harmony with ourselves, our families, our community, and with Hashem, the Great One. Look at this. You know, bring shalom bayit, and bring shalom, you know, peace amongst all our communities. If we do it and we think of them, quickly I would like to pinpoint to the Midrash of Shir HaShirim. Wow. Referring to taking a bite, going back to heads, you know, and wheat. What is the wheat, right? The world cannot be, the Yir Shal Olam Lichyot Blichitim cannot be without wheat. Amar Rab Idi, Machita Sos Duka, Kach Yisrael Duka Minata. What a wheat is not really complete, has some welfare there, right? The same with Israel, referring to Nechesem, whatever they have, not everything is fine, right? That this is referring to Umot HaOlam. Israel, the Jews looking at the other nations of the world, that whatever they have is not really complete. They are halted, kol ha'amim. According to Isaiah, Yeshayahu 61:6, chel goyim tochzu v'chvodam titiamu. If we don't have, this Hashem gives the okay, right, to apply what the goy comes and says. Chel goyim tochzu v'chvodam titiamu. Rav Shimon ben Rakish, Rachidim alo psolet shelahem, nimdadim ahem, kach Yisrael. V'chotev etzecha, v'choyim emech. Well, it was time when they came, you know, they came to Canaanites. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu. They came over the border and pretending themselves to be, you know, asking for gil. And they actually didn't mean it, but they thought they may be saved. They may be saved, you know, by being converted to the Yiddish. Yiddish Torah, what? But Moshe Rabbeinu was smart. He recognized them. He didn't want to let them go. However, he gave them some jobs to chop and sell, you know, the trees, and also to bring up, you know, the water, shoev water from the wells, to bring some water to the people. And this is what he gave them to do something good, very nice. Wow. But this is what we have here, that kol ha-goyim ke'ayin negdo, al mi hu mashgiach al Yisrael, ribono shel olam. Now, he won't forsake us, or will forsake us, ki tisa'e drot bnei Yisrael, he will. He will think, right, to put us up, and all the nations will learn, will know once and for all, right, that here is the Yad of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is fantastic. Rabbi Nechemya Meshem Rabbi Rabbono Umata Olam. The other nations, they cannot plant trees, do anything. They don't sowing. They don't have any roots and stems. They don't have. But for Israel, Yesh Lahem Netiyah, as it says, Jeremiah, Untakim Ba'aretz Hazot, they're planting trees and seeds. Untakim Al Admotem, it says, and Zriya, they're sowing, Uzrati Ali Ba'aretz, according to the book of Zriya, Hosea chapter 2:2. And Isaiah 27:6, Abaim Yashresh Yaakov. Yes, the shoresh, but the root is with Yaakov Abinu. This is us, you know, Bnei Israel and the Jews right through the whole world. And may it ten Bizrat Hashem Yitboruch, that we will grow, you know, from chayil to chayil, from strength to strength, year to year, and will show that we are the children of Ribono Shelom Hashem who follows his commandments. Bezrat Hashem Yitbarach. Amen. Kein Yeratzon.